This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Neurology and Brain Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience. Simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Dr. Harry Karasidis, known as the Brain Doctor, who is one of the only few elite neurologists in the world specializing in the impairment of cognitive and emotional performance resulting from brain trauma and concussions. He co-founded Excellent Brain after 25 years studying the changes of the electrophysiology of the brain as it relates to behavior, cognitive function, and emotional function resulting from concussions. Today, he will guide listeners through timely and relevant issues that impact virtually every body and brain. Dr. Karasidis, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hello, Eric. Nice to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, it is certainly our pleasure. We hear about concussions all the time. What exactly is a concussion?
A concussion is a brain injury, Eric. It's a brain injury that occurs from a trauma to the brain, mechanical forces that are applied to the brain either by direct impact or shaking back and forth of the skull, resulting in temporary and usually just physiologic injury to the brain as opposed to actual structural injury.
And how did you become interested in studying concussions? Anything that happened along the way that brought passion to the area?
In fact, actually, when I was in college, I sustained a concussion myself, and that resulted in a weekend that was lost. I had short-term amnesia for a period of about 2 days after I was playing football in college. And that really piqued my interest with regards to what was going on during that time that I was kind of absent in reality, and probably influenced my pursuit into neurology and then subsequently into cognitive neurology that brought me today in interest into sport-related concussion injury.
How do you feel today's sports world is handling concussion management, especially in the NFL?
Well, I think that there's a lot of effort because of the awareness that has been brought by medical science. However, there is a lot to be done. We need more consistency with regards to agreement as to how a concussion should be managed. I think that there has to be a cultural shift in prioritizing brain health over playing the game. There's a lot of value to sports in general, and I feel that that the sport should be prioritized in the sense that we want to make the games safer and protect the brain so that athletes can enjoy the positive aspects of sport.
Today we are briefly joined by Dr. Harry Karasidis, known as the Brain Doctor, who is one of only a few elite neurologists in the world specializing in the impairment of cognitive and emotional performance resulting from brain trauma and concussions here on eHealth Radio's Neurology and Brain Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. What have you created to protect, detect, and prevent concussions in sports?
Well, we've developed the Excellent Brain Sport program, which is the comprehensive sport management program. It's really the only fully integrated sport-related concussion management program that is on the market today. Excellent Brain Sport will guide a user from education about sport-related concussion through a baseline testing program, which will establish an athlete's cognitive performance prior to beginning the season. We have a sideline assessment tool that's on a mobile app that you can download on your smartphone, either Android or iPhone, which will guide a responsible adult on the sidelines through a step-by-step process of assessing a potentially injured athlete. And this actually includes balance testing, which uses the accelerometer technology in the smartphones to detect whether the athlete is off balance or not. After injury, we also have post-injury assessments, including symptom checklists that can be filled out by the athletes either on their smartphone or online, that allows the healthcare provider to monitor their recovery over time. And we have a five-step progressive exertion program, which will allow the athlete to return to full exertion while maintaining a symptom-free status. And if the athlete has recovered sufficiently that they really don't need to rest at home, but then are not back to full capacity to be able to participate in school, we have an academic care plan program that will map the academic accommodations that can be provided at the school from the symptoms that the athlete is suffering from. So it's really a comprehensive program that covers the athlete from start to finish.
Lastly, Dr. Karasidis, tell us how to learn more about Excellent Brain and not only how to get started, but also tell us briefly about your new book coming out in January.
Well, I have a new book that will be coming out this winter. It's called Concussionology, and it will outline all of the important issues that revolving around sport-related concussion injury, and we look forward to that release in January. To learn more about Excellent Brain, probably the best way to go is to go to our website, which is excellentbrain.com. That's spelled XLNTBrain.com. And we have a lot of information about concussion injury that users can learn, and also information about the Excellent Brain program.
Well, Dr. Karasidis, it certainly has been a privilege to have had you today. Thanks for what you're doing in lines to concussions, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
It was great being here. Thanks a lot.
We've been speaking with Dr. Harry Karasidis, known as the Brain Doctor and co-founder of Excellent Brain, who is one of a few elite neurologists in the world specializing in the impairment of cognitive and emotional performance resulting from brain trauma and concussions. And once again, the website of reference is excellentbrain.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Neurology and Brain Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.